Trust funding lawyer. Usually your estate planning lawyer is also a trust funding lawyer. It's really just a term to help you, assist you in funding your trust. Now, I've already talked about in other videos how important it is to fund your trust. What a trust funding lawyer will do is they will sit down with you and actually list out every single asset that you own and what the value of it is, how it is titled, where it's located. Now, usually your estate planning lawyer is going to do this anyway. That's why I say they're usually the same person. They're going to make a list or have you make a list for to help you. But if you decide to use a trust funding lawyer to actually get all of your assets into your trust, then it's a pretty specific process of listing out all of your assets, where they're located, you know, what institutions, if they're real estate, where are they located, and preparing all of the documents that you need to transfer all of those assets into the name of the trust. It's pretty easy for a trust funding lawyer to get your real estate, maybe even your cars, stuff that has titles on it, into the name of your trust. Financial institutions are usually a different story. Trust funding lawyer can assist you with getting the correct forms from those financial institutions, but they usually want the client to specifically fill out the forms or to actually sign them and get them to the financial institution. And I get it. It's a privacy issue. They want to make sure that they're dealing with the correct person. And that's just something, that's just an obstacle that we have to overcome. But a trust funding lawyer is usually an estate planning attorney as well, or estate planning lawyer, and they will help you get all of your assets into your trust. They also, this also is actually an extra service for most estate planning lawyers. So it asks them how much it's going to cost for them to assist you with funding your trust. And like I've talked about in other videos and previous videos in this particular playlist and series, your estate planning lawyer will usually insist on your residence and whatever real estate that you own, that it, they will insist that that gets put into your revocable living trust, into your revocable trust. If you need them to assist you further, that is usually an extra charge. So just ask your estate planning attorney, estate planning lawyer, what their process is, and they will let you know. A lot of this, a lot of your assets are not that difficult to do. We actually have our clients try to do a lot of the financial accounts by themselves first, and if they run into trouble, then we will step in. But I always tell people, you know, don't initially spend money on us if it's something that you can do on yourself. The whole goal of this is to get your revocable living trust centered estate plan done exactly how you want it done. I know I've thrown a lot at you today, so that's why we've prepared our free guide on estate planning. I'll put a link to it in the description below and in the comment section below that so that you can download it and get started in the right direction. And to help you out even more, watch this video up here and this video up here. If you enjoyed this video, then guys, please smash that subscribe button and click on the like button. And also click on that little bell so you'll get notified every time we post a new video. Have a great day and an awesome week. And as always, thanks for watching.